the peace of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's anointing rest upon you and that your desire above all things is to please Him. Saul commanded, as he spoke by the inspiration of Yahweh, if this profound truth, this evangel, this knowledge, this message be hid, it is hidden to them that are lost. He declared in whom the God, the Elohim of this world, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of this wonderful, magnifical truth of Messiah, who is the image of Yahweh, should shine unto them, that the knowledge, revelation of Messiah may be opened up unto them. For he declared that he came in his Father's name. Now this is the manipulation of this Isabel, this Jezebel. She is known as Catholicism. She has polluted the minds of many. Man today walk, and they are entrenched in this rebellious religious persona. They have all kinds of gods, just like this whorehouse, the Catholic Church. They have all of their saints. They have their prayers to their different saints, as they call them, but they are pagan images. And so is it in her daughters that are producing illegitimacy. Her sons and her daughters cannot bring forth any life at all. So they continue to walk in the strength of this whore. One of the first things she did was to cause her subjects to forget the Father's name. Now that is what a Jezebel and Isabel will do to one. She will destroy the confidence and the hope of his spouse, whereby he is not given unto her, or his thoughts are not upon her. Now that is what this Jezebel has done, and she has manipulated the hierarchy of what we call theological men of strength, yet they have no anointing at all. And what you have learned in your apostolic, your Baptist, your holiness, your Pentecostal assemblies of whorehouses, it has come by the dictate of this Jezebel. I will tell you, my friends, I do possess one of the copies of the original King James 1611. Now, who gave the authority when there are many scriptural texts before that one? Man is such an ignorant beast. He has no knowledge of Yahweh because of his foolish ways, his ignorance. He cannot be taught because of his arrogance and his pride. Yet in the midst of that first 1611 King James, they have the Apocrypha, they have all the pagan Hordes, Ishtar, all of them, and yet Christmas, they all are identified as holy days. And they are pagan, vile worship of idols that have no power or authority. And when you open that rendition or the text of what we call the King James, on the page before the New Testament, you have on that page all the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. And then beside that you have the 12 apostles. And directly in center of that, you have the name of the Father written in Hebrew, Yahweh. Messiah came in that name. You cannot transliterate Jesus and it becomes Yahweh. No way. His name is Yahshua. That is why this nation is cursed. It has denied the name of the only Holy One of Israel. They are more concerned about this anti-Messiah's name. They do not even know the Messiah's name. I say to you, my friends, if you read Revelation chapter 14 and verse 1, the seal of the saints of Yahweh is that his name is written in their foreheads. And you will never deduct Jesus Christ from Yahweh. It cannot come that way. It does not possess the same meaning at all. The name Yahshua is the deliverance of the hope of Yahweh, the salvation of Yahweh. You can never get that out of the name of Jesus. And Christo is simply the anointed one. He is Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb. He is the anointed one of Yahweh. He is the one that Yahweh has anointed. Well, Pastor Roberts, that is simply the transliteration. Lies from hell. When you transliterally, do you understand the prefix and the suffix of that word? Trans, it is to take from one place to the other, and literally, it is the same. So that pagan name Jesus can never be Yahshua, and if the Son's name is Jesus, then the Father's name is the same. Pastor Roberts, well, that will destroy those that have had hope in Jesus. Well, my friends, if you are blind to this truth, as you hear this profound utterance, it is because the God of this world, that is what the scriptures call him, and yet he was known as a cherubim. How can he be a God? And you say that Yahweh is expressed in the same superlative as this vile thing of darkness? You tell me the tabernacle of Yahweh is called the same thing as the synagogue of Satan, his whorehouses, that this Catholic domain, this Jezebel, this Isabel, has established by her decrees and traditions, and every last one of these pagan doctrines fall under the auspicy and the power of this Jezebel. And within every one of those that sit in that damnable doctrine or under that domain, they all have some reverence or think highly of this vile thing they call the Pope, wicked thing of darkness. The name of the Father is Yahweh. And it is transliterated. It is literally the same. Why did not we transliterate the name of Osama bin Laden? Well, my friend, what about the name of Alexander Putin? Why do not we translate them in the English grammar? Because there is a law of grammar. You do not translate any man's name. If you go to Russia, your name is James. Well, quite sure. They may have names in Russia that means the same thing as Jane. It could be Alexandria. But that is not your name. Your name is James. It is one thing about this pagan mindset of this nation. One's name is James, and all of his friends call him Dick. What is your name? Well, my name is James, but my friends call me Dick. And so that is appropriate. No, it is not appropriate. The Father's name is Yahweh, and the Son came in the Father's name. I'm here to say, and I have preached in the name of Jesus many years. Yahweh began to open my understanding as I began to search Scripture. Had nothing to do with any books. Don't read books. I don't do that. It was the leading of the Spirit. Now, don't tell me, my friend, this trash you call the Ruah of Yahweh, you got it is expressed one way at what you call the African Americans. It is expressed another way in what you call the Caucasians. Another way in those that you call the Semites. You tell me that's the anointing. It's a folly. It is not Yahweh's anointing. It is certainly not his Ruah. Men say, well, I have been taught this way, and you will overthrow the faith of many. What absurdity! They have no knowledge of Yahweh. They have no understanding of truth. I want to read you a scripture. It says, in the scripture, it's not my opinion. As Saul wrote unto Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. I will show you what overthrow your faith. But shun profane and vain babbling. You don't know what you're talking about. You ought to sit down and inquire of Yahweh. Show me that you may send an anointed man, that he may speak unto me the profound truths of the Scripture. Everything that is written in the book we call the Bible, it is not Scripture. He said, but shun, move yourself away from profane and vain babbling, for they will increase the more unto unrighteousness. You become a man that is unholy. And their words, he says, and their words will eat as doth canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth, they have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and it overthrow the faith of some. His name will never overthrow your faith. His name will bring you to the knowledge and the power of the hope of this profound resurrection. I had someone to call me other night and say that there was one that was speaking things, and they were heralding their doubts at me. That is fine. I will not listen to these empty men that have no anointing, no power, no spiritual revelation. They simply talk on emotions and feelings. They have no experience with Yahweh. They have an experience with a Jezebel. When a man falls into a whore, is a big ditch. When a man goes into her, he is not coming out. And so what you have is the spirit of whoredom. It is a religious spirit. You understand that a prostitute, she doesn't want anyone else taking her johns. She serves her customers. And that's what this religious Jezebel is doing. So if a man is overthrown in his faith, it is because he has denied the resurrection. There is nowhere in Scripture where it talks about faith being overthrown, but when a man denies the power and the hope of the resurrection. And that hope is in Messiah. He is Yahshua, the Yahshak of Yahweh. He is the deliverer, the hope, the salvation. Oh yes, he is the Yahshak of Almighty Yahweh. Saul said, nevertheless, the foundations of Yahweh standeth sure. They will never fail. And if you are If you walk in the foundational principles of Yahweh, you will never fail. And the reason you're falling, because what was built wasn't built right. You had no foundational blocks. You built it on emotions and some kind of decree that came out of that Jezebel that has seduced your mind. But it's one thing that if a man possess the Lord Jesus Christ or God Almighty, if he is the foundation of truth, then no one can shake that one. If the one is lost because he was never your ways, he never belonged unto him. He was never redeemed. Having the seal, we have this seal. Yahweh knoweth them that are his. And he said, let every man that nameth the name of Messiah depart from iniquity. If you walk in your iniquity, your faith is going to be overthrown. You will not have the power to resist the darkness of hell. I want to ask you a question, my friend. Can you express this scripture to me? Give me understanding. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 1. Your religious traditions will never allow you to move into a spiritual realm, that it may produce the fruit of righteousness that we will stand for his name. How is it that the apostolic say they pray in the same name you pray in, and you have the same what they call the Holy Ghost, yet there is no oneness of fellowship. And yet they go in strange ways. This Christ that you call the Holy or the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, it is not the Spirit. That's why Messiah commanded, and he said unto his apostles, he said, you go now. Go ye therefore teach all nations, and you baptize them in the name of the Father. How can you baptize one in the name of Jesus if that is not the Father's name? He said, you go and you baptize them in the name of the Father by the authority of the Son and through the instructions of the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. Now there those perverts that will say that scripture tells us nothing as how to baptize one or submerge one in water. When Messiah told them how to, and he spoke in an Aramaic tongue. And when Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost, he did not use the name Jesus. He did not use the name Christo. It is a pagan name. They have taken the name of Yahushua and translated that into Jesus. And from Jesus you get Jesus. How can that be? It is not a perfect translation. It is not even a good translation. And it certainly cannot be a transliteration. When something is transliterated, it is literally the same. You can take it from Russia if you, my friend, buy a diamond uncut in Russia. You take it anywhere in the world, it retains its same essential qualities. It is a diamond uncut, a rough. It is still that. And so when it comes to a name, it never changes. Cultures never change names. Now you may go to a country, Russia, Pakistan, and say, my name is David, the apple of Yahweh's eye. And they will say, well, we have a name like that, the apple of Allah, which is a pagan lie, the sun god. They worship the sun god. And they will call you Mukbar. Give you a name that is appropriate in the Arab, in the tongue of the Palestinians. But that is not your name. My name is David. And it's David in Russia. It's David in China. It's David in America. And it's David in the far reaches of the earth. So is the name of Yahweh. Who has given us the authority to change his name? Well, it was the subtlety of this Jezebel, this whore, this Catholic authority, and now it has brought the people, the minds are so corrupt. What we call pure, righteous, religious religion, you can't find that. You find all kinds of sects and folly and frivolity. And so Yahweh in this hour He's going to proclaim his name, and that's the truth. Explain this to me. Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Sion, and with him 144,000 and 4,000, having his Father's name written. Do you understand the word written? Can you define that? Do you understand what it means? The Father's name written in their foreheads. Now, what is the Father's name? Is it Jesus? Then Peter baptized them in Jesus' name. That is not the command that Messiah gave the apostles. He said, go ye therefore, and you teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ruah, of the Spirit. Listen to this. And he also said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And he said, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. Not amen. If you search Greek mythology, my friends, have searched these things. We are an ignorant people. We are lazy. We are slothful. We get a nibbit of something, and we think we have understanding of it. And that word, amen, it is not appropriate, or I agree, or I'm in compliance with that. It is the name of a Greek God. And his name is amen, spelled the same way. That is the truth. Messiah said, you teach them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. Well, what did he command them? To baptize in the Father's name. He did not tell them to baptize in any other name. It was just like when he came into Jerusalem. He knew what things that he was prepared for. And the scripture says that there was a multitude that went before him and that followed Messiah. And they're crying, saying, now that word, Hosanna, no, it should be Yoshak, the deliverer, the liberator, the one that is victorious in battle, the one that saves. Yoshak, the son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. What name did he come in? We will say, well, that means his authority. You are an ignorant one. It means that he came in his Father's name, Yahweh. The Son's name is not Jesus. We have learned all of our ways from some traditional whorehouse. I have been taught that way. You have been taught that way. And we have never asked questions in our spirits. And we say we have the Holy Ghost. I have the Spirit of Yahweh, the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. And the Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. Then why are there so many different truths? What Spirit is this? Somewhere we need to be gathered to check our hearts and fall prostrate before Almighty Yahweh and cry, deliver us from this bondage that we're in. And we all say that we are sons of Yahweh. Lies. How can it be? How can it be? Is the house of Yahweh divided? The men that declare that they are men of authority, many of them have been charlatans and perverts. Men commit their whoredoms and their sins, their vile, evil ways. Well, that doesn't mean anything to Yahweh. It doesn't. It shows the nature of the heart of man because the curse is upon this land and the nations of the world. They have forgotten the name of Yahweh. They've tried to destroy it. And this religious whore, regardless of what you call yourself, there's only one place in Yahweh's tabernacle. His name ought to be there. His name ought to be there. Yahweh, that's it. That's all that matters. The name of Yahweh. So tell me, did he command them to baptize in the name of the Father? When they saw this triumphant entrance into Jerusalem, did they not cry out, Yoshak, not Hosanna, Yoshak, the deliverer of hope, the son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. He didn't come in the name of Christo. He didn't come into this made-up name, Jesus. He came in the name of Yahweh, That is the name that he came in. No other name whereby salvation is the name, and that is Yahuwah, salvation, the deliverance of Yahweh. Do you not understand that even the word salvation in the Hebrew, Syriac tongue, it is pronounced that way? Yahuwah is pronounced that way. We are ignorant. We're blind because you have allowed this God, this cherubim, this God of this earth, to blind your mind from the truth. And you go by your emotions and your feelings, which are nothing but trash, filthy, and vile. It doesn't produce anything. It doesn't produce any fruit at all. Nothing whatsoever. These men today, they are ignorant men. They're blinded. Their eyes cannot see. Well, what do you say? I will sit down with any man and show him in Scripture. You can get your theologians, your scholars, and I will show him in Scripture that the Son's name is the same as the Father's name. The Son's name is not some translation, Jesus Christo. Lies! It can never be. Something is trans-literal. It is trans. It moves from one place to the other, but it is literal or literally the same. It doesn't change form, shape, or anything. Now you can take something and translate it. You may take the English language and translate it into the German language, and yet the verbiage and the semantics may be different in the application or the sentence of the structure of the sentence. But the name of Yahweh, it is that in every language. That name Jesus in every language is said different. So you're going to have all these people coming. When this Messiah comes, they call him Jesus, Jesus in Mexico. They call him something else in Pakistan. No, when Messiah comes, they're going to say the glory of Yahweh. And they're all going to cry in that name, Yahweh. And that is his name. And it will never change at all. I want to open your eyes to a bit of truth. Look at what Scripture says in Luke chapter 24, verse 25. After the resurrection of Messiah, even the apostles and those that had gone to the sepulchre, Miriam Magdalene, Miriam and Ida, or even Okephar, he went and he left wondering. But look at what Scripture says in Luke chapter 24, verse 25. Even as Messiah walked along with them, they did not even know that this was the hope of Israel. Look at what it says. Messiah said unto them, because they did not even know that it was him. Listen to this, my friends. He said this, Luke 24, verse 25. Then said he unto them, he said, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. This is a perverted generation. It doesn't want to believe all that Isaiah, a Malachiah, a Zephaniah, a Hosea. They don't want to believe what they said. Messiah said, you are full and you are slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. When a man doesn't believe all that the prophets have spoken, he's a fool. He's slow of heart. He's a slow-belly beast. And this generation is filled with slow-belly beasts. He declared unto them, ought not Messiah to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Should not I have gone down into the depths of the grave and suffer these things that I may enter into the glory of Yahweh? He says in Luke 24, verse 27, listen to this. Luke 24, verse 27. And he began at Moshech. No, he did not begin in the New Testament, Matthew. He began at Moshach and not some. All the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Now, is that scripture? He expounded on all those things in scripture concerning himself, Messiah, starting at Moshach and the law, and all the prophets, not some, but all of them. What did they have? What did Saul all preach from? A Kepha, Peter, or Johanna, John? Tell me, my friends, did they preach from the what we call the New Testament? Not so. They preach from Moshach. They preach from the law and all the prophets. That's why he began there. Oh, when you call yourself getting saved, they tell you, go to the book of John. Go to Romans 10. No, Messiah, he began at Moshach. And all the prophets, and he expounded unto them all the scripture concerning him. See, we don't begin like that. That's why this, we have a thwarted, a warped thinking. Even our spiritual maturity is warped. You must begin at Moshach. Every word of Yahweh is pure. Oh, so you tell me what Moshach said wasn't pure? Ignorant men. They're foolish. They're blind. They're slow of heart. They're ignorant. Their hearts are slow. They don't believe all the prophets. I believe everything that Melchizedek Yah said. Because your whorehouses tell you to bring in all your tithes and offering. And if you don't bring them in, you are cursed. And he always says unto the Levites, he said, because you will not give glory and honor to my name, I will curse you, yet you're cursed already. Now, I believe that just like what he said about the tithes and the offerings. And yet your Yezebel houses will not administer that. You're not walking in the apostles' doctrine. They did not use the name of Jesus Christo, a Greek rendition, and a pagan English rendition. They use the name of Yahshua, Yahweh. That is his name, Yahweh. When Saul went to that road of Damascus, even as he spoke unto Festus, as he went that road of Damascus to persecute the saints and to waste them, he went to waste them not because if they had been using the name of Jesus Christ, that would not trouble Paul at all. If they had been using the name of Allah, he would have blessed them. If they had been using the name of Baal, Lord, he had no trouble with that. It was that they had taken that word Adonai and replaced it with the proper name of Yahweh, and Paul wasn't serious about that. And Messiah did not speak to him in an English tongue, but he spoke in a Hebrew tongue and said, why are you doing what you're doing? I'm the son of Yahweh. I'm the fullness of his power. So he began at Moshach. He began to preach unto them him. In the Old Testament as well, he's found in the book. He said, behold, I come in the volume of the book, for it is written of me. The whole book is written about Yahweh, for the book is Yahweh and nothing else. Verse 44 and Luke 24. Move expeditiously. I hope you have your scriptures available. It says here, Luke 24, verse 44, he said, even as he began to deal with the apostles, he said unto them, these are the words which I have spoken unto you. Listen, my friends, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. What things must be fulfilled? Now, these are the things that must be fulfilled. Luke 24, verse 44, which were written in the law of Moshach, and in the prophets, not prophet, prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Everything that was written was concerning him. Whether it was a metaphor, or whether it was the actual prophecy, it was concerning him. He said all those things had to be fulfilled. Why? Because he was the word of Yahweh made flesh, my friend. That's what Yohanan said. He was the word, and the word was made flesh. So he fulfilled everything in scripture. Messiah did. And so when Saul went preaching, and Kephar and Johanna, they did not have the New Testament. They had the law of Moshach. And they preached Messiah unto the Corinthians, unto the Ephesians. When Philip preached baptism unto that eunuch, he preached it from Isaiah. He did not preach it from Matthew. He preached it from Isaiah, and he preached baptism and the power of Messiah. This is an ignorant, foolish generation. You that hear the voice of this preacher, I will say to you, my friend, I will say to you, we must obey the commands of Messiah. We must be baptized in the Father's name. If you hear this preacher, I'm telling you, you must be baptized in the Father's name. Not in Jesus Christo, but in the name of Yahweh. You must be baptized in that name. And that is the truth. Look at what Scripture says in Johanna, John chapter 1, verse 43. Listen quickly. It says, the day following Yahshua will go forth into Galilee, and he findeth Philip and said unto him, listen to this, Johanna, John chapter 1, verse 43. He said unto Philip, follow me. Now Philip was at Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Cephas. Verse 45 of Johanna 1, Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, look at what he says, we have found him of whom Moshach in the law and the prophets did write, Yahshua of Nazareth, the son of Yosef. He said, we found him. How did they know? Did they know because they had read Matthew? They knew because they had read the law of Moshach and all the prophets. You cannot deny that. If Messiah read that and began to express unto the house whom he was from there, how is it that we just don't even utilize the greatness and the power of Yahweh's scripture? Every word of Yahweh is pure, and therefore his servants, we that are his servants, we love it. Messiah was a total fulfillment of any kind of sacrifice, because now we present our bodies unto Yahweh as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Yahweh. When Saul stood before Agrippa, he expressed unto him the profound things that Yahweh had done unto him. It says this in the book of Acts, Acts 26, verse 19. Look at what it says. Saul said, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, the vision of Yahweh. He said, first of all, but show first them of Damascus and Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Yehuda, and them to the Gentiles, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to Yahweh to do the works meet for repentance. For these cause the Jews caught me in the tabernacle, and they went about to kill me. He said they were going to kill me. Now these are saying that they knew Yahweh. Look at this, my friends. Look at this. It's Saul as he stood before Agrippa. He says this, Acts 26, verse 22. Having therefore obtained help of Yahweh, he said, I continue unto this day, witness both to the small and great. Look what he said. Now hear me, my friends, saying none other thing than those things which the prophets and Moshe did say should come. He said, I preach nothing else but what the prophet said and what Moshach said. Now, how is it today that the great prophecy of these prophets, men of great strength, they weren't whoremongers? They were not raping the daughters of Zion? They were not caught up in sin, these weak men today? Are you boasting, Pastor Roberts? No, I know that Yahweh is able to keep us because Messiah kept them all in the Father's name. And that's why you're not being kept, because you're not in the Father's name. You're not walking in the Father's name. You're walking in your religious, whorish tradition in that Jezebel spirit. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. You need to sit down, my friend, and allow Yahweh to teach you. And if your heart is simply, truly desires of the truth, He will open up your understanding. You don't need any book. You just need to know the book, the volume, whereby He has come. And I say to you, my friend, the King James rendition is not the only true rendition, because there are things there that ought not to be there. The word Easter should not be there. It's a pagan feast day. It shouldn't be there. There are many things that the translators, they put there that ought not to be there. I have the original copy of the first 1611. And I have looked through it. I have studied things. And I know what is there. Well, my friend, why is not the Apocrypha and the one you have? It is in the 1611. Did they make a mistake with that? Well, if they made a mistake with that, then there was the Great Bible, Wycliffe, Tyndale, Geneva, and they had to go with the outline of those Bibles. Yahweh give you strength tonight, my friends, you that are listening. Whether you're my friend or my enemy, the word of Yahweh is true and rich. And there's an anointing upon His word and His truth that no man can break the power of that. He said unto Agrippa, listen, in Acts 26:22, he said, I had attained help from Yahweh, and I continued unto this day, witness both to the small and great. I did not preach anything other than those things which the prophets at Moshach did say should come. That Messiah should suffer? You mean Moshach said that? And all the prophets? They said that? Well, that's what Saul said. And if they didn't say that, he's a liar. Why can't we find that in there? Because we began in the wrong place. That Messiah should suffer, and that He should be the first that should raise from the dead, and should show light unto the people, and even unto the Gentiles. So Moshach said that, and all the prophets, that we must begin at the prophets, and see what they say, and bring us up to the witness. We're not like the Bereans. Our hearts are cold and closed from the truth of Yahweh. Can you answer this for me, my friend? You that resist the truth of His name, you that hear Pastor Roberts, and that Yahweh gives your ears attentiveness to this word of faith, that is His name. There's one on radio, and he's prominent on many shortwave stations. And he will say that when one preach in the name of Yahweh, they overthrow the faith of many. What an absurd lie. What overthrow the faith of many is their babbling and their vain talk. They deny the resurrection, and they follow after sin. If that's the case, that name, Jesus, ought to overthrow many. There have not been so much division in any name but that. Yahweh is going to bring glory to His name. He's going to bring honor. He's going to restore it to its luster. And He's going to only keep His people in His name. Explain this to me, my friend. I want to read this in John chapter 17, verse 11, verse 12, and also verse 26. John chapter 17, verse 11. He says this, Messiah, and now I am no more in the world. I'm leaving, what He said. But these are in the world. He is talking to Yahweh. And I come unto you, Father, unto thee, Holy Father. Look at the command or the cry for them that were in the world. He said, keep through thy own name. What that mean, authority? You are an ignorant man. His name is the power. His name is salvation. He said, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Through thy own name you keep them. He said this in verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. He said, it was thy name that I kept them with the power of your name, as I preached that name of Yahweh unto them, because you are my Father and we are one, and our names are the same. The same as Yahweh. It's not Jesus Christo. It's not Lord God. That's a pagan lie. It cannot be. I am the Lord God, that is my name. No, I am Yahweh Almighty, and that is my name. He has a name. If the demons of Gadara had a name, then what is Yahweh's name? If Ashtaroth has a name, if Shaltan has one, you tell me his name is Lord title, God title. His name is Yahweh. And the Son's name is not the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus. His name is Yahshua. You see, that's why they must put all these titles to try to give it any kind of significance. It has no power. His name is Yahshua. And his name hasn't changed because we wrote the English Bible or the English scriptures. That didn't change his name. His name is still Yahshua. Yahweh is his name. These corruptors of truth, they don't know him. Messiah said, while I was with them, I kept them in thy name. Who? Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And he said, none of them have I lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. So even that is such an absurdity to say that one's faith is being destroyed because of the name. If they are in Messiah, he said, I keep them. He kept every last one of them, except the son of perdition. This is a generation that doesn't know the scripture. Messiah says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and you are the ones that testify of me, or think you're testifying of me. They don't know him. They don't know him. Look what he says in Yohana chapter 17. I want to go down to verse 26. He says this. Messiah said, Father, and I have declared unto them thy name. Do you know what declare is? To make known. What did he declare? His authority or his name? He declared his name. He declared the Father's name. He said, and Father, and I will declare it again. And I will declare it. I don't care what man says. I will declare it. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. He made known the Father's name. When you pray, when they asked him how to pray, he said, pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And it must be that way. That is his name. His name is a hallowed name. Can I ask you a question? You, my friend, you that are listening, it's one thing that we all learned when we went to our Sunday pagan house for our Easter verse, Psalms 23. It says that Yahweh is my shepherd, but we didn't quote it that way. We said, the Lord is my shepherd. But Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And it says in verse 3 of Psalm 23, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Does that mean for his authority? No, it means for his shame. For his reputation, for his honor, for his memoria. Is that important in this hour, Psalms 23? Everyone quotes that. You mean he leads me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake? David said, for thy name's sake, O Yahweh, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. My sins are great, but pardon them for your name's sake. That I will not bring dishonor upon thy name, Yahweh. And this generation is doing this. Messiah said in Yohana, John chapter 5, verse 42. It says this. And Messiah talked to those Jews. That's who they were. They were from the tribe of Yehuda. And as he talked to those Yehudas, he said this. He said, but I know you, that ye have not the love of Yahweh in you. You don't have the love of Yahweh, he said. You're religious hypocrites. You're full of your father, Shaitan. You do his will. He said, the reason I know you don't have the love, listen, my friends, you gotta listen. Any man said that he loved Yahweh. This is what Messiah said. Verse 43. I am come in my Father's name. When a man preach in the name of the Father, you receive him not. You have no love of Yahweh in you. That's a lie from hell. That's what he says. He says, said to those that were gathered, but I know Johanna, John, chapter 5, verse 42. And they would say, oh, I love the Lord. I know you love your Lord. I believe you love your Baal. I believe you love the Lord of your belly and the Lord of your flesh. I believe you love your black Lord and your white Lords. Well, I believe that. Messiah said, but I know you, that ye have not the love of Yahweh in you. He said, I am come in my Father's. There is an apostrophe on the word Father. Father's name. Now, these hypocrites will say that mean authority. You are a very ignorant man. He said, I came in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. He had to deal with name. The Father has to have a name, because he says in the same verse, if another shall come in his own, O-W-N, does that not mean possession? Own name, him ye will receive. Well, that means if another come in his own authority, you are very ignorant. You're blind. You have been blinded because you don't love Yahweh. He said, if another come in his own name, him you will receive. You will acknowledge that one. You will accept him. You will receive that one. But I came in the Father's name, and you say you are the seed of Abraham? You lie. You say you don't even know the Father, because I've come in his name. Not only in his name, but his authority, his power. In his name, my friend, listen. And the name of Yahweh is his authority, his power. I will not shun his name for any man, and I will challenge your pagan doctrine. Are you afraid to sit down with me? I will challenge your pagan lies and show you in Scripture, as I am now, that he has a name. And the Son's name can never be Jesus Christ. It is Yahshua, the salvation of the hope of Yahweh. He is the salvation of Yahweh. He is the HaMashiach, the anointed one of Yahweh. And Jesus, the word name, can never mean salvation of Yahweh. It can never be. If it was a true transliteration, it would mean the salvation of Yahweh. Jesus doesn't mean that. It was a word that was made up. Even in the 1611, it's spelled two different ways. I-V-E-S and I-E-S-U-S. And if you look at Greek mythology, there's a God with the same spelling, Jesus. You can't deny it. It's to your own peril. Your own destruction. You're not going to hear this message in this hour and deny his name. Oh, I know that there are many Osages, because Yahweh, as he, there were two yet unborn. There was Jacob and Esau. And yet he loved Jacob and he hated Esau. Why? To show the power of his election. So you're not saved because someone witnessed to you. You are not begotten because you were in sin and you just felt so guilty. It was because Yahweh had elected you. And if it's not an election, then why are the millions dying and being lost? I want to conclude here in Johanna chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 25 and verse 26. Listen to what John says. Johanna 10, 25. Your short answer them, he said, I told you, and you believe me not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness to me. They testify that I am of the Father, we are one, because I came in his name. He said, I cast out demons in my Father's name. I destroy the powers of hell. Those that are resurrected, they're resurrected in my Father's name. Lazarus came up in my Father's name. The works that I do, they are of my Father. For they bear witness to me. It shows you that in that name, the Father's name, where I have come. Don't you know there are folks that say that folks have been delivered in the name of Jesus, and yet they have to be delivered every Sabbath, every Sunday? Something is wrong with their deliverance. That's why they cried when Messiah came into Jerusalem, Yoshak! It wasn't Hosanna. Yoshak! They didn't speak Greek or Latin. The mighty, the deliverer, the salvation of Yahweh. He said, but ye believe not because you are not of my sheep. You are not of mine. That's why you don't believe. That's why folks can't believe his name. They're not his sheep. As I said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. What name did Messiah come in? When he told of his Father, did he say his Father's name was Lord God? Or if he had said that, no one would have messed with him. No one would have crucified him. He began to talk of that name Yahweh. I come in my father's name. That's why those stubborn Yehudas, they were angry at Messiah. Because he began to speak in that wonderful name of Yahweh. And it is a precious name. Yahuwah. I love to say it. It is a precious name. It is a name of power and authority. Yahuwah. What a wonderful name. Yahweh. That is the Father's name. Johannes says, the scripture says in Johannes chapter 12, verse 28. This is a verse that resounds in my spirit often. Messiah, as he knew the hour was near of the great battle, he says this, Johannes chapter 12, verse 28. Listen, my friends. He says, Father, glorify, or make thy name honor. You think he meant, Father, glorify your authority? No, he meant what he said to the Father. He said, Father, glorify thy name. Yes, my friend, he said, Father, glorify thy name. And there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both now. I have both glorified it. And he says this, and I will glorify it again. When? In the body. In the body. Messiah is and was the body of Yahweh. And we are the body of Yahweh. And so he will glorify his name again. He said, Son, I have both glorified it. And I'm going to do it again. And so in this hour, he's making known his name only to his people. And they're going to be kept in that name. The world, they're going to ostracize it. They're going to speak all kind of blasphemy against his name. You tell me the name of the Father, you will know the Son's name. If the Son's name is Jesus, the Father's name must be Jesus. And yet they give you this pagan name, Jehovah. Then the Son's name has to be Jehovah too. Because he came in the Father's name. It's not hard to understand. It's your stubborn tradition and your lying ways that prevent you from doing that. Oh, the Lord bless you. No, Yahweh bless you. My Father's name is Yahweh. His name is not Lord. He's not Baal. It's Yahweh. He is my Father, my hope, my Redeemer, my inspiration. For as David declared, for thou art my rock, my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Because of your name, lead me. For I want to make sure that your name is honored and brought forth in the excellent, magnificent way that it ought to be. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We pray and hope that this word of faith tonight was an inspiration to your soul. I do want to hear from you, my friends and listeners. I want you to write me, and send a very generous gift for the broadcast. You write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jeffreyson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jeffreyson, South Carolina, 29718. You that will write me, I will send you out a book that will give you great understanding of customs, traditions, and even the way that the name of Yahweh was deleted or diminished from Scripture. It is entitled Fossilized Custom. Write me. Send a gift, an offering. I will send you out that book as a gift from Pastor Roberts and the Voice of Victory broadcast. You that will call me tonight, I want to hear from you, my friends. You that are in New York State, someone in that region, give me a call. Call me at area code 843-658-6222. You can call now. I will send you out a booklet, The Heavenly Father's Great Name, Tidbits, Knowledge, and Truth, that will bless you mightily. Call me, area code 843-658-6222. Call now. It will be an inspiration to my heart. I want to hear from you. Let me hear from two or three first-time listeners tonight. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast. I am Pastor Roberts, very grateful to be here with you tonight, to sit here and to expound upon the truth of Yahweh, and that your heart may be open, and that you may rejoice in that truth, knowing that he is the Mighty One. We look forward to the great feast days assembling here, gathering in the name of Yahweh, blessed in the name of His Son, the Redeemer, the Yahshak of Yahweh. Not the Hosanna, but the Yahshak of Yahweh. It is an excellent name above all names. The name Jesus is not an excellent name. It is a two-part name. His name is Yahshua, the salvation of Yahweh. The word Jesus can never mean that. And that is the truth. HaMashiach is the anointed one of Yah. HaMashiach, He is the anointed one. And Christo is simply anointed. My friend, go to your library and look up the word Christ and Christo and find out the root word. I know what it means. And see the originality of the word and what it is associated with. We are blind people. We don't know. That's why you have thousands of gods in America. And even what you call the Christian gathering. Many gods. The apostolic have theirs, and their God hate the Baptist. Believe me. The first Baptists have theirs, and theirs don't like the second Baptist. The Lutherans have theirs, and they don't get along with the Episcopalians. They're all gods, just like Shaitan. And when a man knows the difference between good and evil, you can't tell him nothing because he has become a god. And that's what they are. We pray that Yahweh has blessed you tonight. May the word of faith strengthen your soul. We here at Victory Community, we say to you, our friends and our listeners, Shalom in the mighty name of Messiah Yahshua. And may His blessing fill your heart and His peace overcharge you. Until we speak to you again, Shalom, in the mighty name of Messiah.